Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Diana Furchgott-Roth is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the director of Economics 21, an outstanding blog that I encourage you to check out, economics21.org. Diana, thanks again for being here. She's also senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute. We're talking about the unwinding, the dissolving, really, because it more than unwinding, because it never really got into effect, of the Department of Labor's overtime exemption rule increase, where they basically doubled the law and the exemption, I should say. Diana, the problem I had with what the Obama administration did through their DOL, the Department of Labor, was not so much that they increased the amount of the exemption, but that they doubled it. If they'd gone up 10%, 15%, it would not have been such a burdensome thing on people. I actually believe, Diana, believe it or not, I believe that you shouldn't be able to put somebody on salary at $24,000 a year and then work them all the hours you can work them. I think that number's too low. So I didn't disagree with raising it, but doubling it is what made it so onerous and so unworldly.
It's not that you could put anyone on salary. You had to prove that they were doing some kind of administration. So there was a duties test as well as a salaries test. So they had to be administrative, professional, or executive. You couldn't put anyone on salary. And there are some people who you can still not put on salary, for example.
Right.
You cannot put miners on salary,
right,
oil drillers.
These
typical blue-collar professions.
Right. Now, this is all pretty much, they call it the white-collar bill many times. So, folks, you got to realize how onerous, how overreaching the Obama administration was on this for one of their own appointed judges to knock it down. So now, Diana, where do we go from here? Because this is just a couple of days from going into effect. So many companies took my heed and yours and said, get ready, this is coming, start making provisions for it. And they did. How did they unwind all this?
Some of them could go, the ones who have put these checking mechanisms into place to check hours, clock hours, that's basically money that's gone down the drain. But they would save money in the future.
What if they'd already given raises that they wouldn't have given otherwise?
Right, exactly. Yeah, then the person probably would not get the raise the year after.
Yeah.
So what it's done is it's really wasted millions and millions of dollars. But on the other hand, they don't have to now supervise the hours, so that'll save them money going forward. They might have hired people to actually supervise and go over these timesheets.
Right.
So these people might actually lose their jobs now.
Well, one of the things that I warned about was that if you had six managers and they were all paid, say, $40,000 a year, and they were running divisions of your different districts of your company, let's say sales managers, for example, or store managers maybe, you realized that you could, if you raised five of them to $46,000, they could do the same job. It wouldn't cost you more money. You just have to get rid of one of your managers.
Yeah, exactly.
So that person's already been fired.
Right, right, exactly.
They're already gone. They've lost their job.
Right. But since Trump is going to make America great again, and I'm serious when I say that, hopefully these people are going to have more job opportunities.
Hopefully
so. You can already see the index of consumer confidence has gone up. The stock market has gone up.
I agree with you, Diana.
And Trump is going to cut all these regulations. And there is a great role for expectations, just the way that when there's a storm in the Gulf of Mexico, the price of oil goes up. So the increased consumer confidence is, I'm sure, going to result in more hiring, more planning for hiring, and there's also going to be tax reform.
Well, And I agree with what you just said, but it still makes me angry to
it
think that
it makes me
the,
very angry too.
That the government
and that's, yes, exactly.
Has,
it makes
has
me angry too.
Overreached and hurt these people. They're
right,
real
exactly.
people. Here's another example that a bullet that we dodged. If you're an employee and you need to have flexible work hours for your family, for your child or for a parent or some family member, you need to have flexible work hours. Every small business owner I know will work with you on that. Under the new rules, you weren't going to be able to do that.
Exactly.
Or
yeah,
if you the employer needed your employee to have flexible hours for because it's busier the first of the month than it is the last of the month, you weren't going to be able to do that.
Exactly. Yes. It was just interference. And yeah. I think it's wonderful that this Obama-appointed Judge Mazin in Texas, said that it was unlawful, and he put a stay on this rule.
You know, Diana, in your lifetime, in your study of all this, you've followed this a lot closer than I have over the years. Have you ever seen a president who's built his plan, his activity on such a house of executive sand than this?
No,
it's going to come collapsing just by a swat of a hand of the next president?
It's because he governed through executive order because he couldn't get Congress to do what he wanted to
do. But he
do.
Bragged about that. I have a pen and I have a phone. I can take care of this. He bragged about
right.
it, didn't he?
Exactly, yeah. That's right. He actually bragged about it after saying, for example, with immigration, he first said he couldn't do anything about it. It was up to Congress.
Yeah.
And then he decided he was going to do things by executive order that were later overturned by the courts. The courts told him, no, you were right first time, Mr. President.
So when you see his legacy taking a hit on this, folks, don't feel bad for him. He actually created this scenario by building his plans, his legacy on this house of sand, which was nothing
right.
more than his own edicts, but not governing with a Congress. And
right.
finding
Don't
a compromise
cry.
In the middle.
Right.
Economics21.org is Diana's website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.